Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are together, and everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? So used to standing, so used to being on my own, but this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step. If you catch me when I fall for you, I'm falling.
squeezes out my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you?
Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. How you doing tonight, diva? Diva, you there? Are you muted?
Yes, I am. Hello, diva. How are you?
I'm good. Girl, you know, I love, the music was getting to me, and I'm the one playing it.
yes, absolutely. I'm feeling that same way. I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out who that song was. I forget, because I never programmed the names of the artists in in my playlist. I just put the song up there. I know I think it's Lila James. That's who it was that sang that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. I really am. But ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is the Love Zone on the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment. I said it wrong. The For Real Entertainment Network. All right, excuse me, y'all. oh, man. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me get myself together. Okay. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, you know it. All the time.
All right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press that one and participate. We love you, too. And tonight is open mic, and I know it's strange to say that because we want you to bring some love with you. But whatever you can come up with, just be gentle with us because we need some love up in here, you know. And we can give it just
right.
As much as we get. Okay. So, yeah.
My
y'all, bring us some love. We need to feel it. You know, everybody needs to feel it all around, everywhere. That's the key. That's what's missing, love. So, yeah. Y'all bring it to us. Diva. I wanna,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
I got a question to ask you. I got a question to ask you.
Sure.
Y'all, excuse the noise if you hear it. My neighbors is out there acting a fool. It's getting warm and they get crazy. My dog wants to join in the fight outside. Anywho. Anyway, what does love mean to you? That's a question I want to ask.
Oh, my goodness.
And what I'm
going to
do, I'm going to mute myself for a second and handle my dog, okay, while you answer the question.
All righty. Wow. Love is everything to me. It's that feeling where when you see that person that you're in love with, you just light up. You shine from the inside out. And even when you argue or fight, you always come back together, you know, and you get over it and you get through it. You get by it. And that's what love is. Love to me is hanging in there no matter what, especially if you really love that person. My goodness. I wish I was in it, and I wish someone was in it with me or you know what I'm saying. But anyway. That is what love is. It's very strong. Oof. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's
I agree. I have to agree with that. To me, you know, I'm always, you know, everybody needs love. You know, the sun, the moon, and the stars, spirit, you know. And, you know, a lot of people, I've heard through years, a lot of people saying, you know, school love doesn't exist. But that's like denying spirit. You know what I mean? Because I think we have all been hurt. I don't know anybody in my realm or anybody in my circle that hasn't been hurt when they were in love. Every last one of the people that I know has been hurt in love. And it actually makes me feel a certain kind of way when they say, you know, school love and this and this and that. But in the same breath, they can turn around and say, you know, I love God and I know God this and this and that. Well, how can you say school love then? Because God is love. And it's within you. Yeah, it's not love that hurts you, baby. It's the one that didn't appreciate what you had to give, what you were giving, you know. What you were about that hurts you. Love does not hurt. Love is perfect. Love is kind. Love is patient. Teaches you. Love helps you stay open to the beautiful things in life and helps you see that everything is can be beautiful. It's to be lived. It don't hurt you. It's them. I'm trying to get away from using this word. You know what word I'm talking about, so I ain't going to say it. But it's the ungrateful ones, you know what I mean, that
absolutely that
make you feel like love hurts you. You know what I mean? It isn't that. It's the healing time that we have to deal with in order to they could wear it right now. It'll come back to me. But y'all get what I'm saying. You know. I'm trying to. Diva.
What? I know, right? Sorry.
Lordy. No, you
we're
ain't.
Not, that's for another time.
I know. But you know how easily I get distracted by we're going to talk about that definitely. But I just kind of like revised the piece. It's an older piece. But it's up to you if you want to go first or you want me to go ahead first.
Show, Diva. Remember that. It's your show.
All right. Well, okay. I guess I'll go first. This is Untitled, and y'all know I'm the queen of Untitled pieces. Here it goes. Can you hear what my love is saying to you? Oh, thank you. Can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? You've looked in them 1,000 times. Each time I've wondered, can you hear them say I love you? I've imagined what it's like making love to you, kissing your lips, the soft hand on my face, having your tongue in my mouth while you're inside me as I rock with you, creating a steady, consistent rhythm, skin on skin, body to body, bonding, becoming one. Our pores soaking passion into the sheets, filling the air with the scent of us as I whisper moans of, I'm yours forever. While our souls hold each other's hearts, I share this dance. I've shared this dance before, so if given just one wish granted, it wouldn't be for money or material wealth, but for time, a time for you to understand all the times when my eyes, I love you, for you to understand I want to deal with you in a capacity that no one else gets to, because I have the capacity to hold the space for you as long as you open the space for me, for you to understand that I really do give a shit about you, about us, and about everything that comes along with us becoming us. For you to understand that I will never shut you out, never turn on you or turn my back on you, that I won't harp on your mistakes to make you feel bad when you make them. I want to be your escape, your light through all the hurt and chaos and pain and to simply brighten your day. So tell me, can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? And that's their people.
Oh, my goodness. Eva. Wow. That was beautiful.
You like it?
Thank you.
It was beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You know, I'm gonna tell you, I love that because I see it. It's like a man and a woman that are in love, and when either of them walk into the room and then their eyes meet, and then, bam, they light up, or you can actually see the reflection of love in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what you got in you. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. I love your commentary. I love your opinion on my pieces. It's so good. Because you know what? You get it. You grab a couple of lines out of there and you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I look for.
You know.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But enough about me, Diva. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I actually finished this piece a couple of hours ago, and I titled it As I Walk Down the Aisle.
Well, the mic is yours.
As I walk down the aisle to you, tears come to my eyes. My heart fills with joy, the joy that everyone can see, that I'm joining my life with you, that I'll be true, giving myself only to you. I need you to know that you are my forever. I don't want or need another. Because with you, the sun shines brighter. The rest of our days of our lives will be lighter because we're a team. As I walk down the aisle to you, I see the love you have for me in your eyes. Throughout our relationship, I never stepped out on you because you told me what broke you, what was taken from you. I vow from this day forward to bless you, not stress you, to watch the Lord give back tenfold of what was taken, to keep him in our midst in the life we're making. Savor every kiss you give me, so good to you that when we part to work, you miss me. As I walk down the aisle to you, I give myself to you today in every way, because we've been hurt in the past,
We've shown each other our insecurities, our vulnerabilities, and loved on each other, respected each other so much, we know our love will last. As I stand here next to you, it's our time. So here and now, this day and forever, I pledge my love, life, body, and soul. With God, we come together whole. And that's that peace.
Damn. What a... All righty then. I love this piece. You know, I like to visualize.
Yeah,
I love to visualize what I'm hearing. And I got my own twisted ways of looking at things. And what I saw in this vision is you walking down the aisle, and every time you take a step where you lift your foot up, I see a word being left from underneath of your foot. The first one is loyalty. The next step you take is dedication. The next step you take is honesty. And what's the last one? When you finally get up there to the altar for your bridegroom, you're standing on the word complete. This is what I saw when you were reading that piece. That was beautiful. Man.
Well, thank you.
Talk to me like that. That was beautiful.
Well, thank
and you.
You
have such, you know, you have such a directness when you speak. And it just, oh, man, that was a beautiful piece. Thank you for that, Diva. I love that. Yeah.
Well,
that
thank
awesome.
You, Diva.
Now, are we ready to open up these microphones? Because I see we got a few callers up in here.
And you know what? And while you're doing, I'm going to take a little nip because I got a feeling I'm in trouble. Oh, we're all in trouble.
Wait a minute. Pineapple, did you just say a little nip? I wasn't ready. No, I wasn't ready.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what?
Nip.
I do have pineapple juice.
No, you said a nip. We ain't talking about regular old juice, okay? You can't get juice off of drinking juice. You said a nip. That's
that,
old school.
Now, that was fun.
Okay.
Yep, that was fun.
Well, let's open up this first microphone. Hold on one second. Before I open up this microphone, now look, Miss Thang. Okay. Yes, he is here. Yes, he is the first phone I'm going to open. So give me a few minutes with him. Can we have a little bit of his time? Sheesh. Thank you. Sheesh. All right. Here we go. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, me. Got that girl over there cutting up, calling me already.
That's okay, baby. I'm coming.
You can't even
turn
to her right now.
I'm coming. Just let her know I'm
on
my way.
Hold on, you're coming. Yeah.
That's right. Hold on, I'm coming.
Oh, Lord.
I'm doing all right.
How you doing?
Dynamite pieces from you ladies tonight. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
We're trying to spread the love tonight. You know, we're on a different vibe tonight. It's not going to be all that old. You know, we want y'all to bring some love in here because we need it. We need to feel it around us, you know. Not that Epiphany don't give it to us because it does suffice, which y'all give. But excuse me one second.
I feel love, you know. I like love.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
y'all can, Now, listen, we are open to whatever it is that you bring, because it is open mic after all. But we, you know, we're trying to stay on that love vibe. You know what I mean? Have us in here, like, well, I mean, your pieces are swoon worthy. I ain't even got to worry about that. But, you know, we want to love.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do my best.
Why did I just see Boomerang just now? Seeing for Boomerang. I think he's my bad. That's one of my movies right there. So I want to ask, what does love mean to you?
What does love mean to me? Love means giving up self for the sake of another person. That's true love. Sacrificing yourself for someone else. True love.
Okay. I can't disagree with that.
Know how I know?
How?
God sacrificed his only son.
That's what I'm talking
people who
about.
Would not
right.
believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
So if
that's
God can sacrifice his son for love, I can sacrifice myself for love. And I hope the other person is willing to do the same.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. This is what I try to I emphasize on it with people. Y'all got to understand, love isn't just you loving the other person. You got to understand what love really truly is. And it was, we were created through love. And that's what resides in us.
And you know, one of the greatest demonstrations of love in any movie I've ever watched, and I always remember this. I don't know if y'all have seen the movie Breaking All the Rules with Jamie Foxx and Gabrielle Union.
Yep.
On their first date, Jamie Foxx told her that one cannot harm themselves physically because we're selfish. And she rebutted, well, so what would happen if someone was able to harm themselves for the sake of someone else? Does that mean that they're crazy? Jamie Foxx immediately said yes. And at the end of that movie, he demonstrated that he was willing to bite through his own flesh to show her that he loved her, because he could not talk to her through the glass. And the only demonstration that he had was from that first date.
Yeah, I remember that movie. That was a pretty good movie, too.
I remember that.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember those. I remember some of what you were saying that he said about the first part. Excuse me one second, y'all. You all right? So go ahead and take the medicine and lay down, man. It would be wise for you to put something on your stomach first. Yeah. Before you take it. Okay. All right. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that, Poetic. You know, this girl going, she bucking to get a pink slip. That's what she bucking for. You ain't rushing nowhere.
Yeah,
we got to get your keys. We might want to talk about the mother stuff.
You know, if you fire her, I'm going to fire her.
Now, don't forget you carried away. We got to bring you back.
I know. All right. I'm going to leave it alone. But she got to slow down just a little bit. Jeez.
You just got you.
Come on now. I done forgot what I wanted to say. That's all right. It'll come back to me. But we would like to know what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight, because we know you brought something you never let us down.
I did. To Poetry Month, and I'm purposely writing a piece a day. So I wrote this piece specifically for the show, and it's called Protect My Love.
Ooh, the mic is yours.
Thank you. In the soul of your love is where I live, breathing in your honey essence for just a taste of your warm vanilla sugar. I'd give just a little of my sanity, be stripped of my vanity, just so I can have a taste of all your chocolate. wrap my taste buds in the ecstasy of your flavor, and I can't wait to mold and harness the power of your royalty. As a queen, delicate enough as a flower, but strong enough to adorn loyalty. In your eyes, I can see the truth, that your love demonstrates the proof of exactly how real love is supposed to look. And I am enclosed in your heart's nook, undressed and bare, stripped of my pride, and that's truly rare. I want to taste the nutrients of life from your lips, control my savage rage with a single touch of your fingertips, holding my reluctance captive in the rivers of your forever, where love has grown from your beautiful root and we water it together. Because you value my placement in your life, and now you will never become complacent with just what we currently have fought so hard for. Instead, we will nurture each other as we thrive for more. The blood throwing through my veins has some of you in it. Because each time we make love and we climax together, our sacred fluid exchange is a good fit of exactly how you flow through me and I through you. Your response to my masculine is the glue. Your feminine as we hold each other accountable. In love's journey as it becomes unforgettable, your smile for me is everything. For you, I'd do anything to make sure our love is earth-shattering. And with each heartbeat, our commitment is gathering all the energy of love from our ancestors' ancestors, reminiscent of how important and sacred we are to the survival as our love's protectors. Baby, your conversation is like a warm hug, wrapping me in your words, arms nice and snug. In peace.
Oh, Mom.
Wow.
I'm sitting here clutching my invisible pearls. Wow. That was beautiful. Now, if that ain't inspiration for love, I don't know what is. That was, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you talk about me being direct, Lisa. He is very good.
Wow. That was so beautiful. And you said you wrote that today?
I did, just a few hours before the show.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Wow. That's hitting hard. That's beautiful.
Poetic. What were you wrapping your taste buds around?
I was wondering if you were going to get that. Wrap my taste buds in the ecstasy of your flavor, and I can't wait.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. See?
Mm-hmm.
I had to add something to that pineapple juice.
Wow. That piece said so
that was beautiful,
much. It is, yeah, it was truly inspirational. Wow. That needs to be met. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. Well, I got me some wine. I don't know what I did. Pop that cork on that joint.
Yeah, she's ladies. I got somebody.
Oh,
to call.
No,
yes,
we're gonna bring you back. Can you let her know? We're going to bring you back in here. Okay. You do
she's
love, my man.
She's got a glass of Crown Peach waiting for me.
Oh,
wow.
But she promised me that next week, if I behave myself, they just released a Crown Pineapple. She told me if I behave myself,
ooh,
that she'll have some
she
of that for me.
She wasn't supposed to tell you about that. That was That was supposed to be. See, I'm going to have to talk to her. What did you do to that woman?
I might just have to write a piece just for her called Pineapple Flavored Lips. And I ain't talking about her face, so might go left.
It sounds like you already writing it down. You already scribbling something. Lord. All right, go on over there with Kalinda in the Love Lounge, and we'll bring you back in. I guess about 10:30. I don't know. 10-ish. Okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, wait. Hold on now. I can't even. Let me try to close this mic. My thing is acting up. Came in here and just bring that piece like that. Wasn't expecting that. I mean, I was
ready, but I really wasn't ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know he's going to bring something beautiful. You know how
right.
his wordplay
exactly.
is, his flow is awesome.
Exactly.
But that piece right there is like, it got me a little off balance. I'm like, Oh my girl.
Well, you know, Diva, our next caller is amazing too. I can't wait to see what
he is. Oh, we're in more trouble. Let me open up his mic right now. Hey, Mr. Metaphoria, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Well, hopefully y'all done dried your coochies off now and shit, all that swooning shit y'all just doing.
No, baby, it wasn't that bad. Dang. My goodness.
You know,
Ken Norton.
I not really took a nap them 17 damn songs y'all played at the beginning of the show. I said, hell, it is. I think I tuned into the wrong damn network. Hell, this is actual radio. We ain't heard nobody say shit yet.
You gotta understand,
no,
Dave. You know, sometimes I ain't got enough callers in here, and I need to, you know, keep it going. You know, and it's in the hopes that y'all actually enjoy the music as well. You know. Mm-hmm. But
that first song, my shit. Yeah, you're right. That's Lila James. Bottom View. She said some of the dopest shit. And that motherfucking song, because I always heard my whole life people talking about, I'm following somebody. I never heard nobody until that song say, is you going to catch my ass if I fall?
That's right. Is my heart safe with you? That's what I say. Is my heart safe with you? Mm-hmm. Are your hands strong enough to hold the pieces? Because there's still a couple pieces that are falling off of it. I mean, they're big enough to catch it.
And you know, the falling ain't never hurt. It's landing. Landing is a motherfucker, so that's why you need that catch.
Yeah,
that sudden stop will fuck up everything.
You're right about that. You are absolutely right, man. But I know I said it's open mic, but I still want to ask you, what does love mean to you?
You know me. Love is like when she tell you don't pull out because if she get pregnant, she'll just blame the main dude. Like, that's real love right there. Love is when she go get you the warm washcloth first. Shit like that. That's what real love is, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Love
is head on the lunch break. That's real love right there, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's up. I'm going to ask you one more question, Dave.
Oh, shit.
How is it's not an oh shit moment. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you know,
yes,
come on. All right, Mr. Metaphor.
Oh, hell, I'm fine with that.
I want to know, how would you feel if a woman sent you flowers?
Shit, like fucking shimmeru. I don't want no goddamn flowers.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I don't, send me a pork steak or some shit. Send me something I can really enjoy. The flower's going to die. But let me rephrase that. If she were to do so, if they was like some annuals put in the ground or some shit, I could appreciate them a lot more than like some roses and tulips and shit like that. So, you know,
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me something I can plant that way I can see it again. Because, you know, if this supposed to represent your feelings for me or the love we have or something, if it just lasts for a little while and die, well, fuck, what's the point? But you give me that annual, that's something I can see over and over again. It let me know every time you may leave, you coming back. That'd be my take on that. But I don't want no flowers. I, you know, Mm-hmm. Send me some juice or something. I'd appreciate them not more than flowers.
All right. Okay. Okay. I just wanted to see what your reaction would be if that special lady sent me flowers. Okay. All right. That'll work.
Yeah, like if she sent me flowers, I feel she was going to come home, throw my legs in her, and fuck me. And I ain't with that shit. So just, you know.
Okay, what if it was a bouquet of flowers with your favorite cologne tucked down inside of it and say, you know, follow directions when you get home?
Okay, now I could get with that because, you know, it ends differently. You know, it's something I could actually use and appreciate at the end. Wasn't just the flowers.
Okay.
So, yeah, I could deal with that then.
Okay. You know what? Usually when a woman sends a man flowers, I know the game. I used to play with my husband because I like to keep it spiced up. I sent him flowers with a little gift inside and had the notes and stuff, you know, the little sticky notes leading up to, you know, leading to different parts of the house. Well, I'm not going to get explicit tonight what he found with the notes, but it led to a very, very happy ending.
What I used to do is I would get ready to go over to chick house. I would spray perfume on my neck, just one spray of perfume on my neck, because when I got there, I didn't want her thinking she was the only fucking one.
Oh,
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
You know what?
All righty then.
Oh, my goodness. What about the nether region? Did you spray some down there, too?
Nah, she just going to have to deal with it. Them nuts got hot on the way, goddamn. She just going to have to deal with it. Fuck it.
Oh, my goodness.
I just go in singing Morris Day at a Time. My jungle love. Hey.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you bought something and you never disappointed.
I wrote this piece I wrote a couple of days ago. It's called Walking in the Love Light. Whenever y'all ready. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As we reserve a space and time, we realize for time we have no need as we connect lines of melanin and simply breathe. Inhaling every exhale as the energy exchange grows so powerful it becomes hard to maintain sanity. For in this newfound reality, we have discovered the truth of fantasies revealed. With the slightest of touch, we begin to feel as we rid one another of the numbness of past pain and its remains, eliminating the veil of disdain and replacing it with the glow of joy, unadulterated happiness that was never known to exist, showered by an immeasurable bliss. As we gaze upon still waters that reflect this newly discovered peace, we rebuild piece by piece all once broken into pieces, peeking repeatedly through the windows of the soul, yet hesitant to stare, for the hypnosis there can be intimidating. Yet bit by bit we fall under its spell, for we truly see a future of heaven, but still fear the path of hell. Yet within the beauty of this moment we dwell, breathing. And with every breath we take a step, distancing ourselves from what we once thought to be true, but were lies in disguise, now beginning to have sight through new eyes as we approach what we've longed for. Through all we've stood strong for, we find true strength we desire builds through weakness or vulnerability as we break down the walls of inhibitions. With every exhale, we continue to breathe. Tranquility begins to cover us as we speak words unspoken through blank stares of, I needed you here. No longer quivering in fear, for fear has shown itself to be nothing more than a figment of our imagination that does nothing but cause doubt and hesitation. We continue to breathe, praying that this moment will never end and hoping to enjoy this first time of new first times again and again, as we have now learned the lesson within this union, that this union, all distractions that may have mattered before, matter no more. We continue to breathe. As we take into our souls this combined essence, we feel we have taken in a new breath. We anticipate everything that will come next as we lose sight of yesterday while basking in the beauty of today, knowing that the promise of tomorrow is bright. We become removed from the shadows. Life is now illuminated in each and every aspect by the everlasting love light. In peace.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Damn. Y'all hitting hard tonight. Immeasurable bliss.
Yes.
Sight through new eyes. Wow. That was beautiful.
It was. You know that line, words unspoken through blank stares of I needed you here.
Oh yes.
Come on. Come on. Now.
That part right there. Oh, God.
Thank you.
I mean, wow. So you know what, Diva? This is like, listen, you don't have to fear anymore. You know, love is here. And we're going to do this together. Oh, my goodness. And forget about yesterday, because tomorrow will be bright. Oh, my Lord, come on now. All right. Don't make me take a real big girl drink now.
What's that going to be? Kool-Aid with two scoops of sugar?
I wanted you to answer that. Yeah, what's the real big girl drink? What you going to drink, straight Kahlua?
You know what? I'm scared to do
it's
that.
Gonna be
there's too much rum.
Some shit.
Too much rum. You know what?
She's going to shake the cooler up. That's what it is.
Right. Get some more bubbles in there. That sea room's fuzzy navel.
Hey. I like the calypso, the one. Uh-huh. See?
All the fellas listening, if you ever go on a date with a chick and she gets a fuzzy navel wine cooler, don't expect to have good drunk sex that night, because she ain't going to never get drunk drinking that shit. Go ahead and get that shit out your mind. It ain't finna happen.
You could even slip in, you know, maybe some Parrot Bay or something. At least, you know, that's got a little bit of alcohol in it. You know what I mean?
Shit, I tell you what, that Parrot Bay Hunter Proof will creep up on your ass. I was drinking that shit with a chick one night. I was thinking, hell, this ain't shit. I ain't going to ever get drunk. We kept on drinking.
Oh, my God.
You standing there 1 foot, go back, you had to catch us a shit.
That's right. You're like, wait a minute.
Ever go over Adrian's house and she offer you a drink, the shit is going to be water or lemonade. It's stronger than that.
Can we just move on?
Wait. Now, before I let him go on over there to the Love Lounge, I need to know what you got going on in the Tiffany universe.
I'm retiring. Last week, this past Monday, was the Monday we didn't get to have a show, was the last show of Do What You Like. We are transitioning over to Atterbury and Edwina having their show every week. So each week on Mondays, you'll get to enjoy them. Yeah. I'm retiring from hosting again. They're going to leave me alone this time. I ain't coming back to host it on a regular. I might fill in if need be, but other than that, I'm done. I quit. I've been fired. Whatever the fuck you want to call it.
You're going to be back.
All I have going on in Epiphany is listening to everybody else.
You won't be back. But that's all right. All right. Well, we'll take that for now.
My retirement is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you could go raw?
All right, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Hey, do me a favor. When you get over there, can you tap Poetic on his shoulder and tell him I need him to come on back in here? But, you know, can come up.
It depends on what he's doing to that bartender.
Well,
go on in there and order a drink. She'll be on the job. Trust me. Okay. Yeah, he can't do us so much. All right.
Well, depending on what he's doing to that bartender, I might still tap him on the shoulder and tell him, let me get next.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my.
Now, all right. All right. All right. All right, Dave. Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
So you know you're a one mic. I keep saying crazy shit all night at the Love Zone.
Bye,
I love saying crazy shit.
Bye,
one love, one mic, Denise.
Lord, have mercy. And it's acting like it didn't want to close. Lord, have mercy.
I know, right?
Diva,
before
we bring Poetic back in here, can we get a station identification, quick, please?
I will find one. Let's see. Hey, Ricky's a bad one. He's a little baddie.
He can't help it. He can't help it. I have accepted that. That is what I have come. That's the conclusion I've come to. He can't help it. Okay. Not can't.
Oh my
he
goodness.
Can't. Okay.
Oh, all right. Oh my.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.T. Diva, are you ready to open
yes,
up the next microphone?
Absolutely.
Let's see who we got on the mic next. Area code 317, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, my name is Not a Poet.
Oh,
well, hey.
Hello, Not a Poet. How you doing?
Oh, she's
tonight,
back.
Diva? Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the Love Zone.
I am fine. Hello.
Awesome.
Nice to be at the Love Zone. Y'all are having a lot of fun. This is really funny.
That's how we do. Yeah. That's how we do, you know. So we got certain ones that come up in here, you know. That like to cut the fool, but it's all love. It's all love. So let me ask you, what is love? What does love mean to you?
Wow. Okay, so love means supporting and engaging fully in a relationship. Like, it's an action word for me. I know everybody else thinks it's a feeling, but it's really not a feeling. If somebody can say they feel like they love you all day long, but if they're not showing it in their actions, it's not real.
Okay.
So for me, it's more of a mutually encouraging each other's goals and activities and trying to make sure both, you know, we mutually succeed in whatever endeavor it is, whether it's spiritual, whether it's economical, whatever it is, that mutual both sacrifice and I want to say compromise. You got to have, you kind of have to have it. I've been married twice and both times sucked because we didn't have that. So.
I can imagine that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Now, we want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something. And I've heard you speak before. I've heard you speak.
Okay, so I have two pieces that I've been working on. One is newer than the other one, so I'm going to let you guys decide. One is called The Map Maker, and the other one is called I Used to Hate It. The
Good.
Map Maker.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go with that one. And whenever you're ready,
all right,
the mic is yours.
Thank you. The mapmaker ventures into the new land to do his duty. My airways become obstructed from the thickness of it. The air whirls from a suction stronger than anything he's ever felt before. And even though these lands perspire with rain, making everything even thicker, these are not tears. These new lands are bountiful, but first you must endure the suction of my seas. Allow me to get you good and wet, to cleanse you and prepare you for my bountiful earth. Mapmaker, I make you and myself ready for your exploration. Can you withstand my whirlwind and explore my lands before you're undone? My whole body feels the sudden stinging entry into uncharted southern lands. New terrain never traveled. The map maker respects the land, so I help him ease his way into the brave new world. There was exquisite flow and harmony while nature had its way. The map maker dove deep, deep into the canyon field, into the canyons filled with nectar. Diving, plunging, maneuvering, finding the land's sacred grotto, that piece of land molded and created just for him. I know this is the essence of life and death. The mapmaker ventures further still into the new land, searching for an oasis, a fountain never drank from. The fountain surrounded by a pool of cool, clear water. And the pool filled with solitude, yet it is filled with a yearning to be swam in by this discoverer. He discovers the honeycomb bounty of my orchards and valleys. He tastes the delectable flavors only found in my land. The juices and nectars and honeys feed the map maker and endear him to my lands forever. The map maker has found his Shangri-La and has decided to keep this map all of paradise all to himself. He is possessive of my peaks and valleys, addicted to my fruit, and I need him now. I need him and desire him to slave for me like Rachel, slave on my lands, and I must feel him, so he can fertilize these lands. In peace.
Wow. Talk about finding paradise and euphoria. Wow.
Mm. Peaks and valleys. Wow. Mm.
Maker. That's deep.
Yes. Wow.
Everybody, I feel like everybody has that one guy. Everybody has that one guy that discovered all the new things with them. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like what the map maker represents, is that guy who you didn't know anything, and then all of a sudden, by the time the end of that relationship, you knew everything.
Know everything, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Oh my!
I believe so. Yeah, I've had a relationship where. Didn't discover everything, but some things my eyes were opened
Most
up
things.
To.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That was pretty deep, and that was pretty dope. The map maker, I like that. I can't wait. That was not, you know what? All right, I'm going to definitely check out this again, listen to closer.
The replay.
When I listen to the replay. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Wow. Well, thank you, Not a Poet. That is an awesome piece.
Thank you for the venue.
I appreciate it. Oh, man,
no
there's always
problem.
An open mic waiting here for you. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge, and you can grab yourself a drink. We got a mixologist in there, and I'm about to free up her time so she can get to work, because I'm about to pull the station manager over there. All right. One love, one mic.
Right.
One love, one mic.
Yeah,
wow.
Diva. I'm gonna go back up here real quick and pull in our station manager real quick so we can get find out what he got going on, and maybe he can give us a rundown for Epiphany.
If Kalinda will let him go.
Yeah, okay, baby. Hello. All right. Oh. Hey,
station manager, you're being back in.
I'm here. Mr. Metaphoria, okay. You ain't getting no dibs on this because you ain't put in on this, man.
You heard that. They so disrespectful, you can't have nothing.
You funny.
Y'all just heard, not a poet. She gave us a 2 weeks ago for Let's Talk About It this Saturday. So make sure y'all come with y'all pieces. And it's called Ends Organically. So make sure y'all come with those pieces.
Could you repeat that?
Ends Organically.
Oh, it ends organically? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well.
So I'm interested to see everyone's take on that particular subject matter. And it's whatever you want it to be. Mine, is, of course, is not going to be what you think it will be, but, hey, that's what a poet does.
Y'all know what we're thinking. Poetic, could you kindly tell us, tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe. And then after that, would you be so kind as to give us the rundown?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow. Your host, Anonymity, special guest co-host, J. Rob the Wise Son, yours truly, Poetic for the Get Down. He is the Get Down Poetry Idol winner who will be hosting the Get Down for the month of April, and we will co-host with him, and his first subject matter. Oh, man, what stretches your pen. Oh, I cannot wait. And then Friday night is open. But Saturday night, it's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And I'll have a subject matter for y'all, a topic rather, tomorrow night. And then Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And just like you heard Mr. Metaphoria, Monday night, y'all belong to the King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Make sure you tune in this coming Monday. Tuesday night, oh, man, War Council with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday night, y'all, we'll be right back in here in the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. You have to
my
think
pleasure.
It right there. Lord have mercy.
All right.
You can go on back over there because I feel like it might be some trouble.
I feel like
Dave's hitting the red button.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Metaphoria.
Yes. Oh, she just texted me. She said, "Can you come get him, please?" Okay, he's coming, Dave. Don't.
My way. Black man can't have nothing to himself.
Oh my goodness.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
Girl. Lord have mercy.
My goodness.
Oh. All right, Diva. Let her open up this next microphone to it. Just Jay.
Hey,
how you doing? Long time no hear from.
Don't be like that, man. It ain't been that long.
You've been at my ass. You know how I am. You know how I am. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, it's good to be remembered.
Oh, come on now. Say, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
No. All right. I see y'all still rocking hard and strong as ever. That's, I'm writing that down. Hold on. Rocking. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have to write it down or I'm not going to remember.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to ask you.
And I move my lips when I read.
Oh, Lord. I want to ask.
And my microphone was open.
You know what? Jay, what does love mean to you?
What does love mean to me?
Yeah.
Love is trying to do things as best as you can, and hopefully it gets returned.
Okay. Now, when you say that, are you saying that you're doing it with expectations, or you're doing it you want to do it?
With expectations that it's reciprocal, that I'm getting it back, you know. Nobody wants to put into a bad investment, and then it keep getting worse, and you hope the stock gonna rebound, and like, damn, it wasn't nothing in here in the first place.
Okay. I'll take that. Well, thank you for that. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
I got an experimental piece.
Experimental? Why you got experimental on us?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Why we got to be the bad press?
It's funny you say that. this was a prompt by not a poet. I'm about to go into it now.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The name of the prompt is the very last line. She was a fragile construct of my mind. Beautiful was her face, and her talented mind and thoughts haunted me relentlessly with inspiration. And from my quill, I had a world to build for her, an epic tale spilled forth. But only in our togetherness, and when I was alone, with sleep I wrestled relentlessly with the thought of her, for a piece of peace, for the peace of mind. She was the only one that could console. I'd go up to the rooftops, reach out and beckon for her love, and recite calming odes to my lover's heart. You are my queen, and for you I drone poetic passages with savage intensity, till fingertips bleed the blood of a poet's psychedelic endorphin-driven dream. And poof, she's gone, leaving only fleeting after-image, transient glimpses of her. As I spy my love through the ephemeral fog, as I reach and grope till, and just as I have her, I embrace her and pull her close, only to be holding the wind. My heart seizes, and I'm down again. Whatever drug you are, how do I cop more? Poem.
Oh,
wow.
She was a fragile construct of my mind. That's deep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fragile construct. Mm-hmm. Wow. Not just a construct, but a fragile construct.
Yeah.
That could be pretty deep. Wow.
I'm a
plagiarist. I steal lines from poets. So if you happen to hear this line in a future piece, don't get mad at me.
You'll know.
My lawyer will be around to talk to you, though.
Whatever. I got some good counsel, too. So we could discuss it.
The her was actually an addiction to drugs. So all the way through it, he was talking about how he was in love with these drugs.
Okay, I get it. Wow. Well, was she actually the fragile construct, or were you made to be one?
She was, you know, she really didn't have no shape, no face or nothing, you know, she was just drugs.
Okay.
But in my mind, she was beautiful.
Of course. That was a dope piece, regards, and I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Appreciate it. I had to bring in something for y'all.
That's what's up. Well, we definitely appreciate that. The abstract art going.
I haven't done it in a while. I'm actually going to try to get on some this weekend. I have one painting I need to send out. I've been being lazy about it. It was all type of stuff going on, and then when stuff stopped going on, I wasn't thinking about it. But it's a piece I have to send out.
All right, well, as always, I wish you luck in your endeavor. Continue to success in whatever it is you're trying to do. And I'm going to put you on over there in the Love Lounge, and hopefully the energy is back to being on an even frequency, because sometimes other folks like to stir up stuff over there. Okay? Thanks for coming.
Who over there?
You got
who,
her name is Kalinda, and she is off limit. That is for poetic. Strictly, okay.
Oh,
so
right.
Please don't go in and start no trouble. You know,
she's a one poet type of gal, I see.
Yes, she is. But I'm gonna tell you something about her. She is the mixologist. So whatever it is that you, whatever drink you can name, she can fix it for you. She got you.
All right, I heard her make an appearance one Monday, so I was just wondering.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
Thank you, Jenny.
Love y'all. Y'all be easy.
Right. Man, that was dope. I really like that. I never would have taken that for it being...
No, I wasn't going that way.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't either. Wow. But I'm still stuck on that line. She was a fragile construct. My mind. Wow, that's a pretty decent line right there. I like that. Diva, can we get one more station ID break before we go and open up this next microphone? Because we still got a couple calls.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, Real Entertainment Network. Your number one station in town.
This is
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. Before I go any further, I must admit, I've got to give a big shout out to the CEO, retiree of Epiphany Radio.
My
a very, very good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about For Real, the poet Douglas, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox. Without him, there would be no us. And he is also the CEO. Mm-hmm. And creator of Raw Links. Y'all got to go over there and grab you some. I believe you can find him on Amazon now as well as Facebook. It's under Raw Links LLC. Go on over there and check them out. Get you some of these beautiful stones, these beautiful minerals. And they're very healing. They got a lot of protection around you, too, when you wear them. Trust me, you'll feel the difference. And they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. All right, Diva, let's open up this next microphone to C-Double 34 Music. How you doing, C-Double? Welcome to the Love Zone.
What's going on?
Hey, ladies, how are you doing tonight? Just getting off of the grind and the hustle. And I thank you for the invitation, and I am honored and privileged to be on your show.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm sitting straight up now. Well, thank you. We appreciate you too.
Very welcome.
No, man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Damn good.
Yeah. I want to say something about Just Jay. That poem was just fire, and it sounded like he could have been a mix of Kyle Barker from Living Single, and he needs to do a Calvin Klein commercial. I could hear that.
Okay.
Not a poet is a poet.
All right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a fan.
A fine
I was an instant fan. Definitely. But speaking of fandom, you know, you bring some pretty dope stuff yourself. Because you got a crazy wordplay, the way you mix the titles and the songs and the shows. You bring about a lot of nostalgia in your pieces. Because every time you mention a familiar, I'm like, yo, I remember that. So, you know,
Thank you.
I want to ask you, yes, definitely. What does love mean to you?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt
what
me.
What does it mean to you?
Don't hurt me no more.
That's what it means
to
you.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw that in there, but
of course you would.
Did you shake your head? But of course, my real answer is love is me, love is you, love is us, love is.
Oh, wow.
Man, y'all just pulling at my heartstrings tonight, this love stuff. And y'all know I'm in love with being in love, just everything about it. Oh, man. That was nice. Okay. I'll take that. I'll definitely take that. And I have to say, I haven't spoken on it in a long time, but I still go on, you know, I got your work saved in my cloud. Oh wow.
Yes.
I love listening to the how you put the pieces to the music. You know, everyone is different. Everyone has got their own unique style, and it's pretty dope. So don't think because you ain't seeing me around, you know, or commenting on your post that I'm not checking you out, because I still am. I'm still here. I just got other things happening, but I really like
that's it. That's okay, because I consider myself a music soul child, and my thing is just listen. See what I did there?
Well, you definitely, yes. I see what you did, but you definitely got my attention on your work that you're doing over there, and I really appreciate it. Now,
yes.
What did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight? Because you always
I had to question if I did this before on your show, but I'm going to try it and put some different stuff in it.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Will You Answer? I have never been so much in love before. I know you don't like pop-up visits. People coming unexpected and unannounced. But I couldn't stop thinking about you. I feel weird leaving voicemail messages so impersonal, robotic, and monotone. I anticipate getting a live voice. I want to hear you. I'm not obsessed and I'm not stalking you. I just love when we hang. This isn't about sex unless you want it on the table. Encounter the washing machine. Oh, I hear you giggle saying I got jokes. Well, inside of that hides the truth. Seriously, I want to spend some quality time with you. If you love me like you say you do, won't you show me just how much you do? I'll knock 3 times slowly as my code to your door. I want to ring your bell more than Anita Ward does disco. I want to know, will you answer and let me into your world? Let me be your man. Let me serve you, protect you. You won't regret. Isn't a one-night stand. I'm in this forever if you say yes. Let's become one in spirit and flesh and make love as husband and wife. Wouldn't that be perfect? Yeah. This has been on my mind for quite some time, yeah. There's been others trying to distract me with their tactics. The Jezebel ways could never match the God-given beauty you have. Brothers label me whipped, but I see their jealousy, trying to set traps to get you away from me. But I'll fight and battle in warfare to the end for you. I want you. I need you for me. I plan to lead. I plan to provide. I'll be there to wipe every tear you drop. When someone close dies, I'll never leave you, forsake you, abandon you, lay my hands on you when I'm mad at you or damage you. I cherish you. I lavish you. When you need me, I'll carry you. I just need to know, will you marry me? Will you answer? I'm begging you, please, to say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny, let me impress you, babe. I want you, I need you, just like I want you. That's that piece.
Well,
wow. You know what?
I particularly like the last four lines.
I do, but you know what got me? When you said, it's the way you said, I miss you in the beginning. I was like,
oh, yeah.
It made me say, no.
It's the way you said it.
Your tone, because you, I felt it. It's like your heart was speaking when you said that. I'm like, damn, that sounds like he really missed her. Okay. The piece was dope itself. It was beautiful. It was heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
It was strong. But that opening.
And will you marry me?
Opening,
oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Girl, it does.
I loved it.
Does. I don't know where my bottle of wine at, but I'm going to sip on some cold water. Maybe that'll chill me out a little bit. Y'all bringing some heavy hitters.
You know. You know, La Perla Negra, I do have some Colt 45 because it works every time.
Look, all right, Joey. All right, Joey. Just couldn't leave it alone, could you? That was, oh, man. Thank you so much for that, C-Double. That was an awesome,
beautiful.
It really, really was. And whether you did it
before or not.
It was still beautiful. I loved it. And I would love to hear it again anytime you bring it. So I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. And I think everything is calm down now.
All I want is my peppermint snaps, sit in the corner, watch the game, and that's it. Poetic, you do what you do.
Because
he's putting that shy comforter type of vibe on there. I know what he's doing, so I ain't trying. Just give me my peppermint snaps.
Lord, I know.
Coming back at you, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Whoa. One love, one mic.
That was dope. Uh-oh, Diva. Uh-oh. Be prepared to swim again.
That's why I have my drink.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. All right, let me open up this my phone to our New York John over here. I believe they call him Iron Man, affectionately, but he always going to be. Javi, what's up? Welcome to the Love Zone. How
Hello, Javi. How are you?
Hello, baby. How are you?
Good, we're good. What's good with you?
God, just is chilling. Oh my gosh. I'm just chilling. Yeah, that's all me.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you've been listening to the show, but I still want to ask you, like I've asked everyone else, what does love mean to you?
Love means never having to be in a bathroom without toilet paper. Someone will always bring it to you.
Consideration.
Listen. You had to think about that one, didn't you? You had to think about it.
No, actually, I was waiting for something else because I know how you are. I expect.
Nah, you know, I'm off kilter. No, what does love mean to me? Love is the greatest form of energy in the universe. Without love, nothing can be built, created, done. Actually, and at the same time, it's like we wouldn't fight anything unless there was love. Love is what nurtures us, it guides us, it helps us. If you had to plant a seed, and we usually say it's faith, but I also think that it's love. And love moves mountains when we ask for it. So love everything. And what could you ever do? So, you know.
I love you guys. Love you guys. Love you. Yeah. You too.
I know. You know what? Oh. Don't you do them. Don't you do what you did last week or 2 weeks ago. Because, no. I really don't want to cry tonight. I mean, you know.
No,
tears come to my eyes tonight, Mojave.
We're not doing none of that. I got super duper fresh eggs because I literally just got here.
Okay.
Like literally.
Wow.
Wow.
You got us some fresh eggs.
Okay.
Nothing yet.
With you.
Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just I didn't even title it. So, like literally, it says I finished this at 10:36 p.m., which is now 10:36 p.m. because I just got finished writing the last word. So this is super fresh ink. Just
yeah,
wrote it.
All right. The ink's still wet.
I'm going with it. I'm going with it. Mm-hmm. I'm going fool around. I'm gonna play this music in the background. Don't ask me no questions. This is just what it came about. I'm just gonna say message, because I'm doing that. I'm sending out smoke signals, flags. I'm sitting here waving stuff, shooting lights, doing Morse code. I'm doing all that. Yeah, message. All right, ready?
Wow. Okay. The mic is yours.
So many best two laps. Is it too loud?
I was all right. I heard it.
Turn it up just a smidge.
Turn it up? Okay. Is it better?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Have you asked me what this kiss means? It means like you're asking me how it feels to breathe, how careful your lips loaded into mine the hesitation while holding back your passion. Worry about overflow and promise and vow. Who would you be? Your character versus your desire, enough to make your imagination perspire. You feel wet, gather in the space between your thighs. How you have to feel what my arms feel like around your waist, how you fit my fingertips, editing the sensual energy, cascading the impulse of your vault, almost like writing and overriding your need. The gentle, tender, this kiss is unsteady like a baby's first steps. You want to know what it's like to run, to feel the heat within your lungs. I reflect off the pool that is your eyes, your nervous exhale, touching you in the middle of your back, instantly collecting your arousal. You will ask how. How does he know my body? Cherish it like a familiar. Want your moan to become my totem. Ask spirit to bless and protect this feeling, this touch. You can ask me again for another explosion. A shelling that gives the battlefield of our lips cover so that our soldiers engage the discovery of a sensual geography. Await the peace from that conclusion of cataclysmic reaction of mental and orgasmic satisfaction. Come closer so that I may know thee. What I have can wait until you feel your fate. I don't want you with worry, nor am I desperate with hurry. The space I occupy is manifest destiny. When I go forth, each step moves me closer to you. Your kiss is a door opening, a warm bath and candle burning with incense and a glass of wine, a taste of fruit fed to an awaiting mouth, deep hugs with transparent energy, all of it easy. How sweetness speaks to the connection, the body of our blessed, timeless poem.
Wow. I just don't know.
Girl, you know what, love? I can do every time. It's your words. Play and the softness in your tone. You know what? Your tone and the softness of it, it pushes a deliberateness. It reminds me, this is what I try to say to my co-host. It's just a way that you push your words, even though it's very gentle, it's very soft. Like you feel each and every, not just word, but syllable. It's like it makes you lean in and then it stops you for a second and you lean back in. It's just it's beautiful. Oh, man. And your words, you won't stop using all them words. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. I loved it. Man.
It really was. I love it.
Yes. And you recite. I mean, how do you not stumble over your words and you just finished it? I'm a mess with mine.
I stumbled several times, but you didn't notice that because I just kept going.
No, I didn't notice. I never noticed you stumbling over your words. And I'm like, how does he do that? And it, with it being super fresh ink, I mean, the ink is still wet. If you touch the paper, smear right now, and you brought it. It's wonderful. Thank you for that. Diva.
It was beautiful. You know, sometimes Mahari's pieces, and wait, not that I'm going to talk about you like you're there, but your pieces make me feel like, and this might seem really crazy, but it's like the dog, when you know how a dog floats towards the biscuit and then he hugs himself and stuff like that. It's an old cartoon, but that's how I feel about your pieces. I just want to hug and then I want to float and then I want to come down gracefully. And that's what your words do to me.
Mm-hmm.
That piece was awesome. It was awesome. As usual, it was awesome. So that's it.
Yes.
I didn't know how to describe it any other way. I flute.
Okay. I hear that. I hear that. Now, Mahari, if you would be so kind as to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Oh, thank you. This next Tuesday coming up, we are having War Council. We have several things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about moving on in relationships. We're going to talk about narcissistic behavior. We're going to talk about all kinds of extras of the extras and all kinds of things. And, hey, and what do you do when you break up with somebody and you don't want to leave? Stay tuned for this and more on War Council this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 6 p.m. West Coast Time. We'll be in there, this equal, egalitarian, you know, this creative, conscious
egalitarian panel of men and women. We'll get to these issues straight away, right away, and make sure you feel comfortable with a call and answer that you can call into. You can also leave questions with us, and we will deal with them fair and equitably. You know what it is, War Council. Here to serve.
Awesome, awesome. I'll be there with bells on. I got some shit.
Anyway, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with Station Manager. You got a P-double 34 music over there. Who else is over there? Mr. Metaphoria over there starting trouble. You know, may have to go in there and level out the playing scene, you know. Drinks are on the house.
I'm with all
of you. Have a good time. All right, y'all. Right, thank you. One love, one night.
Thank you so much, Hal. One love, one night.
Wow. Dope. He does it every time. Every single time. Man, I love my Pissy family. Y'all just do the thing. Individual, unique style. It still just does something for me. Now we're going go from Mojave to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to the Love Zone, Automatic Charismatic.
Hey,
how you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing I'm good. Good to hear from you. Man, I know you've been listening to the show. So I want to ask you, what does love mean to you?
Love is like two dimensions. When two people come across a journey and build something out of it.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Two dimensions. Okay. I'll definitely take that. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something to listen. You know, you one of them freestylers that I kind of envy a little bit because I wish I could do it, but I can't do it. I tried. I know I can't do it. You know, some are good at penning. Others can just come right off the top of their dome.
I'm doing one for us. Top of my tongue, all special yours.
The mic is yours.
If this world was mine, I'd do all things to keep you in it, to receive something that love is so natural. And it's like it's bringing me to on top of my game like a tangible. You see, I'm speaking love like it's so factual. You are especially mine, and I am especially yours. So we came to the door, something to relate. Love is like, let me go ahead and demonstrate. You see, you've been on my mind since the day I laid my eyes on you, so it's not a surprise. It's the type of love that had me to become wise. I analyze. Love is like the evaporation. It goes right into the air. So I had to take you there to let you know that I truly do care. Especially mine. I am especially yours. We stay on call like never before. You see, this type of love that just cannot be ignored. Greatest, the strength is the greatest reward. Especially yours, you be especially mine. And love is like going through the line. And this time like this been shines. And I love you so much. Can you tell? Can love like this prevail? And we've been through this and all of that. So adventurous. But I had to let you know that I'm serious. Looking at you like the first time I was curious. So I asked you, what's your name? You let me have your phone number. So I had to go ahead and call you so I can gain your trust, let me adjust, especially mine. Baby, you've been specially yours. I'm yours. So whatever you need, whatever love to proceed, be nigh, baby. Love is agreed. Miss Automatic, Charismatic, the Liberal Engine. 10 gears in them all in, but I've been dry.
Wow. Wow. You know, it's nothing like a person professing their love for you and what it means to love
yes.
you, to have your love, and to be able to give it to you and it be received by you. It is so much that you know, that goes into it. Love is just a four-letter word, but it's so big. It means
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
much. And we can't thrive, we can't live, we barely exist without it. I refuse. I got love. Oh, so I have immeasurable amount of love inside of me because I'm blessed like that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's just a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
It really, really is. And that piece was awesome, Otto. It really, really was. What do you think, Dita?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And I want to thank you for bringing it to us once again. I'm going to set you over there in the Love Lounge with everybody. Go on over there, get yourself a drink. Ain't no sneaking no your own bottle in there. Don't think I forgot. Okay.
All right. So, when I go to the bartender, I'm going to need you to go ahead and make that phone call so somebody can drive me home. Because I mean, you know, get a little bit wild tonight if I start drinking too much. You know.
Lord. I already gave him a heads up.
It's a limit. How much I can drink at the bar.
I already gave him a heads up.
Say, you get too much to drink.
I already gave them a heads up. Trust me, they already know what to expect. All right, Otto, mm-hmm. thank you very much.
Right,
one love, one night.
One love, one night.
Wow. You know, I really, really have a special appreciation for the freestyling. I wish I could do that, man. I'm trying to say, I'm going to drive myself crazy. I'm going to learn how to do that. And I think it's about just relaxing as you do it and
mm-hmm.
just go ahead and let the words flow, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
But we got our queen up in the dub and she's on the mic.
Yeah.
Hey, Edwina, how you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone, queen. What's
hey,
going
Diva.
On?
Hey, Divas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing okay. I'm doing just
awesome.
Fine.
I gotta say, you know what? I'm about to say about last night because my divas, both y'all, my divas, y'all was on there last night. The show was banging. The poetry
was. I've been listening and just enjoying the ambiance with a little glass of wine. You guys got
okay.
the night. Yes, you guys are definitely putting the vibe out tonight.
Oh, that's the fun. Yeah, they bringing in. They took the gloves off tonight because this love thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, when people come like that with their poetry, it makes me. You know, it makes me glow even more because there's so much negativity in this world. And a lot of people, it's almost like they discard the fact that love is what created us. This is what we came
right.
with. And when I hear y'all come
right.
with y'all pieces exactly. like this, and it makes me literally, I'm taking them back, it makes me gasp. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's it right there. You know, it's inspiring and it's hopeful and
yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Such a pure expression of self. I love it. Everybody is purely
Absolutely.
Expressing themselves. So don't have to fit
Absolutely.
In any particular box or category. it just flows. And that piece, Mojave Red, it was like, okay. Everybody's been great, but that
Lord have mercy. And wait, the top of the show, did you hear where we kissed off? Put it, cut it, cut it up lately. Something different about her pink lately.
Well, I love it.
It's coming stronger and stronger. I didn't think it was possible, but something going on.
That's a good thing.
Now, I got to ask you as well. You know, this is a pop up question. Nobody knew it was coming, but what does love mean to you?
I believe that love is life. Anything that isn't love is, you know, akin to dying, if you ask me. Love is growth and creation and connectiveness, and it's the best thing. The best part of life is love, if you ask me. Sharing the world with another person and seeing all of the beauty that can come from yourself and from the people and the things around you, that is life and that is love, if you ask me.
I so agree.
I like that answer. I really do.
Thank you for that. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something and you never disappoint.
Okay. I do have a piece about love.
All right. The mic is yours.
It's so placid here on the surface of this kiss. It's a lake with no wind. It's an eternity etched in goose flesh skin. It's urgently easy here, a relentless surrendering to the warmth of another sun, to the tide of a new moon. Here is a dope poem with no ending, water with no bottom too deep to dive in. Here is me, clay pliable for the first time in forever. Here is satiated hunger for unfamiliar foods and truths as juicy as forbidden fruit. So tranquil here on the surface of this moment, this easy skin river, this melding so perfect, so purple, like my favorite color, and fresh bruises. It's like knowing something unfamiliar. It's in my gut. It's on my skin like your scent. It's in my dreams. It's on my mind. It's in your hands here. It's in my face. It's in your beard like my fingers. It's somewhere between before, ever, and after, and it exists for an eternity that is so, so easy. I could live on the surface of it forever. Like hope lives on the dandelion fluff wish. Here is me. Here is you. Flesh, perfect, giving and taking in equal measure. Here is neither greedy nor gracious. Here is yes to everything and no to forgetting. Here is tattooed behind my eyelids and emblazoned in my skin. It's a saccharine tinge left on my lips. Here nothing is forbidden and all is light, sun and feather. Here is flight on the surface of a moment, calm and thinned. There is a power in this moment with no ending. I begin. And that's the peace.
Did you say a saccharine lip?
It's a saccharine tinge you left on my lips, like a really sweet stain. Like the taste left on your lips from a kiss.
Sweet.
Thank you.
And I can stand on it forever. Oh, come on.
Yes.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Diva, that was dope. I can't wait to hear the playback because I want to hear this again.
Beautiful.
Wow.
That was a beautiful piece. I'm going to shut up for a minute because I want you to tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe. And the poetry world, period.
Okay, so every Monday night, we have the King and Queen's Quarters, where myself and King Atterbury will be hosted on the Epiphany Radio Universe at 9 p.m. We don't have a topic coming up as of yet, but we'll come up with something fun to talk about. And also on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on the Let's Talk Network, we have our show, The Poetry Corner. And it is also a collection of poets coming together and sharing their art. And that's about it for me.
Thank you for that. That's awesome. Yes. Y'all got to check out the Poetry Corner. I hate this echo thing. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with everybody. Grab yourself a drink. Drinks are on the house. And look forward to hearing from you again. One love, one mic.
Definitely. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow, Diva.
Wow, Diva.
Damn echo was coming from. It was good all night long, and here it come again. It just couldn't leave us alone, could it? Diva, this was a great show. Thank you for riding shotgun with me as usual. We just got this great energy, and we just work, man. That's what's up.
Absolutely. Man, they brought it tonight.
Yes, they did. Lord, have mercy, did they bring it.
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I am amazed by you. Everyone that called in tonight just slayed. And like you said, Diva, the energy was so high. But listen, guys, y'all be safe. That new variant is in the UK, and I'm sure it's going to come here because can't nobody pay attention. But keep your distance, wear your masks. All right. God bless you guys. Diva?
Yes. Everybody, I want to say thank you for all this awesome poetry you brought. These wonderful poets came through. Y'all really, yanked at my heartstrings, and I love your wordplay. It's just wonderful. Also, I want everybody to continue to respect and, most importantly, love one another, you know. Get that good relationship going with yourself. That's where spirit lies. And continue to be safe. So, because, you know, it's still crap going on out here. You know, use common sense. You feel sick, you are sick. Stay away from people till you start to feel better. It ain't hard. The world still exists. Life still goes on, and it's still to be lived. It's beautiful. Isn't that everybody? I'm going to take us out with this and say, hey.
Get to school each day.